What's up, Mana Soccer? Welcome to another episode of Mana Soccer Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone. I'm always around with my Chinese best friend.
Hey, thanks for listening to Mana Soccer Podcast. You're in the level now that you're Elvis Presley. How do you feel about that, Michael Blackson?
I mean, nobody ever called me a fucking Elvis Presley, but I appreciate the compliment.
Mike, I've hanged out with you before, walk around with you. It's like people screaming everywhere
homeless,
we go.
Homeless people screaming.
No, motherfucker. You almost caused a major accident off the 101 freeway when I was driving with you over there. There's this guy. He had like a 1992 Range Rover, just like me, and all he was doing was filming you off the 101 freeway. I'm like, Mike, he's going to get in a fucking accident, and he got you on tape.
That's not a fan. That's a stalker, motherfucker.
No, he's a fan, Mike. You know what's the crazy thing is, when I'm with you, we could be eating somewhere real fancy, and you hear a guy screaming in the background, "Hey, you motherfucker!" And then all the people go, what the fuck is going on?
My fans are real. That shit happens all the time. I could be in the airport. Yeah. A bunch of black kids would like see me. Hey, you bitch nigga.
How you feel about that?
And then the white lady like, oh, God,
what the fuck?
What's wrong? These people are so mean. Yeah. I'm like, it's okay. These are my fans. Fans, what do you do? Are you a killer? I'm not a fucking killer. Why you call you a bitch nigga? Don't say the N-word, motherfucker. But yeah, it's our love, man.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed about your friends. It's like the more they say disrespectful things, is the more they love you, I think.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
All my fans, the more love they show me, the worse they curse me. Like, you black bitch nigga. Yeah. I'm like, that guy loves me.
Yeah, that guy loves me. That guy looks at my page every day.
He lives on my page. Those are my true fans, man.
That's amazing. That's very different from all the big fans of other big people.
In fact, you know what's so funny? I share a birthday with like Trey Songz, right? And I'm out one year, I went on his Trey Songz page on his birthday, and the girl's like, oh my God, Trey Songz, we love you. Throwing panties at you, panties. And I come on my page on my birthday, hey, you black bitch, crispy fuck. This is on your birthday. This is the day your mom shitted you out, you black piece of shit. I'm like, that motherfucker loved me right there.
He loves you a lot.
A lot of love.
He'll do anything.
In the regular world of dating, you know, I have a special guest. He's a creative director and he's a designer. Give a big hand for my nigga, my man, Mr. Marcus Plateau. Woo! Marcus, what's good?
Hello.
Everything good?
Everything's great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So she has a problem finding a man, you know. So
same. We're all in the same boat going up the same shit creek.
So, I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself, Marcus.
I am a creative director. Wait, what do you want to know about me?
Well, I mean, you're looking for a man just like she's looking for a man.
Oh, yeah. They're trash.
They're just trash. So, I did some research on you and you know, before you were interested in men, you liked women at one point. You were
straight. I did at one point. And sometimes there's that, like, it's like Tinkerbell flies over and like puts the fairy dust. Well, maybe that's now, but she, like, I don't know. Sometimes I just want to like have sex with a woman. It's weird. It has to be the right woman. It has to be like sexually attracted to her. There's like a sexual, like the body has to be right.
So you have like flashbacks?
or like burnouts.
We call them burnouts?
Yeah. They're burnt in my head.
So, all right. So, in the gay world, is it harder to? When I think of gay men, I just think y'all just party and just fuck each other all day. Like, I thought men could just, because men, we want to fuck, right? Yeah. I want to fuck a woman every day. I have a coochie problem. Yeah, right.
That's your problem.
That's my problem. So if a gay man, all the same way, they just want to fuck all the time, and they run other men, they should not just be fucking. How hard is it to find a man, a gay guy?
Like next to impossible.
For real?
Yeah. Wow. Like if you got on any of the gay dating apps, they're all like, do you party? Do you drugs? It's like, bitch, do you have a job? What's in your wallet?
Holy crap!
What the fuck am I gonna do with you high on meth on the street, girl? And look, bye. No.
Wow.
And that's okay. Like everyone does what they do, but like, it's not. like incomplicated. I think like it's just there's scenarios that where it like drives down like people that are only looking for sex, people that are looking for relationships. But the ones that drive hardest for the relationships, I feel in the gay community, like they are the ones to like wreck it the fastest. They're the ones to cheat.
Wow. I want to know how you went from like just eating pussy to sucking dick. I want to just get to the point. I feel really like a, how did you get to that? Like,
yeah, tell us from the day you were born all the way up.
No, no. My mouth went on one thing and one thing went down my mouth. Gotcha. No, it's like, it's attraction for me. I like the hyper-masculinity of a man, but I think a woman's body is like completely beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of like art in a woman's body, but, and I still find that completely beautiful, but there's just something about a man that just like drives me up the wall and over the balcony.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Marasoka Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind the scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, mother sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe, it's free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
So you know what's funny? My brother had a birthday party at his house.
Your gay brother?
Yeah, my gay brother. Okay. And you know, that was like the first year he came out. It was like
came out of where? What do you mean?
Yeah, came out of the closet, you know.
Did he physically come out the closet?
Oh, you know, what's funny is he was 18. He went to prom with a girl. Cause you know, in Filipino culture is very like my mother never, oh, he's not gay. But you know, I know I'm the older brother. I see him play with Barbie while we go and, you know, throw rocks at each other. So I already know, hey, mom, he's gay. But, you know, it's very hard to come out at that time. It was like 1990s, you know.
Maybe he was straight to bed. Get it?
So, yeah, he took karate class because people always bully him. And then he didn't come out, you know, until later. But when he came out, it went, ooh, he brought all his friends. Everybody was wearing thong at the party. It's okay. Oh, yeah. My mom's fine with it, you know, now, you know. He's very loving. He's very sweet. I mean, I love. Yeah, great. Like I never thought it would be like this.
So you didn't. Gay is not what you thought it was.
Yeah, yeah. They love. So think? Loving. The boyfriend was so loving.
You didn't think they were loving?
Oh no, I thought it was just a bunch of sword fights everywhere.
Man, we like come in the room. Like, oh shit!
You're gonna get hit by Zorro. But yeah, they're so loving. Gay people have the most loving energy. It's like,
I know my thing. I just thought it's just like just sucking each other dick all day.
Oh no, no.
There's more to it than
it's
that.
A lot of happiness. They love it. They have so much energy and love and oh, happiness everywhere. Every time we're at the party, oh my god, it's like the light came out.
Yeah. So you think being gay is better than being? Would you?
No, not me. But I'm talking about like. I respect the gay community. They're so loving. I mean, great energy. Nice it's people, like yeah. So much energy.
Yeah. And I'll say thank you for everybody.
The underwear, so it's thongs, it's everything. Baby.
There's everything. There's there's everything. There's 10 different pairs. This is like the first launch. And
you should hook him up. Chinese boyfriend wants
to. I've already like.
You need gay models because my brother and his boyfriend is model material.
I need a gay man to treat me right. That's what I need.
Well, he's going to try to steal your brother.
Oh, that's going to cause a family problem. They finally just love each other.
So they got married? Did you go to the wedding?
No, they didn't get married yet. Yeah, they're going to get married
soon. I thought he got divorced. Which one got
married?
Oh,
he got divorced before.
The first wedding.
Okay, then I can fuck him well before the wedding.
Yeah. I was only invited to the divorce party. I was not invited to the wedding.
Why didn't you invite you to the wedding?
Because I guess I'm not a wedding material people. Yeah. But the divorce party, I was invited to the divorce party.
How was that? Another thongs and sword fights?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of sword fights. No, not sword fights. I didn't see that. They were just jumping around the backyard pool. Everybody wearing thongs, like, oh, great.
Did you join in or no? Oh,
no, I don't know how to swim, Michael Blackson. Like, you know? Unfortunately, I had to go back home.
All right, how can they get a hold of your
line?
Like, it's launching in March, but it's kind of like Mulatto said, okay. No panties.
Do you need models? Because no Michael panties. Blackson is not sponsored with Versace and Roberto Cavalli yet. Forever 22.
I have enough underwear, man. I appreciate it. Yeah? Thank you very much. I got plenty of drawers.
No, Mike, he has boxers too.
You're
going
to like my drawers, though.
They're
panties.
Did you bring some today, sir?
No, didn't. But I'll send you some. We'll have to.
So how can they reach
we'll
you? Because
exchange
they might...
information. Instagram is Marcus_John. The brand is called Plato X Marcus John. So it's Plato by Marcus John, and it's gonna be fabulous.
Is this spelled like Plato, like the Plato toys?
No, like the philosopher.
Like with a D O or D?
Plato.
Plat
and it's Marcas.
Wow.
So, do you have? Would you ever consider maybe going back to eating pussy and sucking titties?
Yeah,
I have. I've actually done it. Like,
all right, let's see if you can.
I feel like I got some beautiful friends
here.
Yeah,
109.
I got some beautiful friends.
Yeah,
can y'all just come on, ladies?
Uh oh,
ladies, come on,
get the ladies on here. Let it just come and say hi.
I'm gonna get frustrated.
I mean, I have all types. We have Nigerian beauty.
Come on.
You know, we have all
kinds.
Asian. We have titties.
Yes.
Come on, just have a seat.
Honey,
get closer, ladies. Come and say hi to him.
Oh, my goodness. I think he's going to have a baby.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I want one. I want a baby.
Yes.
Yes.
Look at these beautiful ladies.
You
sure?
Yes, they're all.
Sit on his lap. Don't be scared.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes.
The Chocolate Factory has arrived.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by Aha Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.